Sports Network. Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Welcome back inside the Marriott Center, where BYU leads UAB by a score of 51-30. It was about a year ago, almost to the day, that BYU had a 17-point halftime lead against Ole Miss in Dayton. We know how that turned out. So BYU knows they got to keep the hammer down. It's a long, athletic, high-scoring team, much like Ole Miss last year, that is down 21. But you want to give them no hope here in half number two, Mark.
Well, you'd like to think at home that couldn't happen, but the reality is it can happen. That was just one of the low points of my Cougar fandom watching what happened last year. So, yeah, you never take a team for granted. I don't care what your lead is. You almost come out playing like you're the team down 21 and you have to get back in the game. That kind of energy, and if you can approximate that, BYU should be fine here in the second half. Great first half performance to set them up very nicely.
All right, BYU on the floor with Collinsworth, Fisher, Emery, Davis, and Kofusi. BYU will go left to right in the second half as we see it and you hear it. We begin the half with UAB in possession, and they go from away from us to our left, right to left go the Blazers. Some changes in the starting five, but they keep it the same here for Coach Jared Haas as a three-pointer from Robert Brown opens the scoring in half number two. No field goals in the first half and a triple by Brown. It's an 18-point game, 51-33. Blazers started off the right way for them. Fisher to Emery, and it's a steal by UAB. Emery gets to it at the far sideline.
That numbers.
Has Collinsworth base left. Touch pass Fish. Fish will fake a three. Step back. Open three. Takes it. Missed it. Front rim. The rebound put back. No by Collinsworth. And over the backboard. Out of bounds. It's saved in on by the Blazers.
Well, it would have been something, but just too hard on the putback.
Norton on the wing left side. BYU by 18. BYU by 18. Ooh. The lead stays as Lee misses a three. Rebound Kofusi. BYU in front court. Collinsworth spin on Brown right to the rim, up and in. Kyle Collinsworth with eight to go with seven rebounds, nine assists, pacing for a 12th career triple-double is Collinsworth as Brown finger rolls and misses it, and the rebound to Kofusi, lost it out of bounds, no, saved in by the Blazers. BYU had the ball, and it ends up with the Blazers. A foul as driving is Baxter. He'll get two free throws. BYU by 20, and the Blazers can make it 18. Kofusi called for the foul, but that's possession BYU had ended and couldn't squeeze the rebound.
Yeah, Corbin had it in his hands as someone came in and swiped it and then knocked it to the corner. UAB, nice job to track it down.
Baxter taking his first two free throws. 73% free throw shooter. He knocks it down.
Barely got above the rim. Throws and rope. Goes in.
This game was tied at two. BYU's led the rest of the way. It's BYU by 19, 53-34. Miss, offensive rebound, UAB, and loose ball foul on
Another
BYU, Kofusi.
Again, that one didn't ever get above the rim and really hit hard off the front iron. Too quick for Corbin, didn't have his hands up, and the rebounder behind him got it.
So two quick fouls on Kofusi with three for the night, sits him on the bench, and Austin checks in. Norton with a baseline send-in, but a new possession for UAB in a 19-point game, 53-34. Norton fakes the three, drives the key right to the rim, lays it up, missed, put back throwdown by Chris Coakley, and that is eight for Coakley, and the lead is down to 17. Already 4 points off the halftime lead as Collinsworth takes it low, pivots in the paint, hands off to Austin, up and down with it, and lays it up and in, almost a travel, but it was slapped out of his hands for a moment. BYU by 19, 55-36. Coakley drives, lays it up, missed it, but he's fouled. He'll get two free throws. Coakley can go for 10 here at the free throw line. UAB very aggressive, taking everything right to the rim and converting. 55-36, and when they're not getting the make, they get the rebound, or BYU can't secure the rebound. 19-point lead. A lot of work to be done here at the Marriott Center. Coakley at the stripe for two. It makes number one. The foul on Austin is first.
BYU lucky to get the basket they did there. I thought Austin traveled, but he's able to get it, jump, lose it, grab it again, and go up with it.
Second free throw good by Coakley. Solid start for UAB. And now some backcourt pressure on Collinsworth. 17-point lead. 4 points off the halftime cushion. 55-38, 18-20 to play here at the Marriott Center. KD hands off to KC. Collinsworth mid-alley right. Posting up on Robert Brown. Keep a single defender on him, and Collinsworth misses wildly with a jump hook. Rebound UAB.
Had everything he wanted, then just a weird shot. Missed it by a mile.
Brown drives it, fouled on his way to the rim again. More free throws. No, they say they got him on the top of the ball. Alternate possession will be the arrow. So the whistle's not for a foul. They say Kyle got the top of the ball. So BYU with the arrow and a 17-point lead, 55-38. Man, it's a new look UAB team here in half number two. They've looked solid here, cutting 4 points off the halftime cushion. Emery on the bump. Emery to the right base. Step back, cut off in the corner, hands it beneath the basket to KD. Pump fake up and nice. In. Kyle Davis with 9. A good day for KD. BYU by 19. Got to keep this cushion big here at 19, 57 to 38, 17:40 to play. Coakley, dribble handoff, Brown, pulls, fires, misses from three. They fouled a three-point shooter. Three free throws coming up for Coakley. Collinsworth got him. That's two. Now you got to watch the whistles on Collinsworth. With 17:36 to play, man, UAB doing just what it needs to do here early in the second half, just hanging in. Coakley gets three free throws. He's 72% three-point shooter. Free throw shooter, beg your pardon. And the funny thing is, or beg your pardon, it's Brown, not Coakley. I misspoke. As Brown goes to the stripe, he's now got 6 points. He has two more free throws coming. He's a 75% free throw shooter. Was Brown fouled on the three? And makes two of two. He's got 7 points. 17-point game. UAB can make it 16 with 17 and a half to go.
Kyle wasn't even trying to block that. He's just putting a hand up. Didn't make an attempt to block it. And having a conversation with the referees. I don't even know if he touched the ref, the player, but the angle was off. And three throws for UAB.
The lead has gone from 21 to 16. Collinsworth kick in the corner. Fish for three. No. Rebound by Collinsworth. Lost it out of bounds. UAB basketball.
And oh, Collinsworth boy. Had it. Had the rebound, and they stripped it. And the referee said it goes off his knee.
Perfect start for UAB to begin half number two, and not what we wanted to see if you're on the BYU side. 57 to 41. The lead's down to 16. 11 to 6. The start to the second half for UAB. 21-point lead for BYU at halftime. And UAB on fire to start the second half. At the right elbow, Brown. Out to Norton. Norton straight away. The handoff to Robert Brown. Brown jabbing on Fisher. Into a three. Top of the key. Got it. It's a 13-point game.
Not a pretty shot. Just no loft. And he rattles it in from deep.
11 points for Brown. Timeout. Dave Rose, we're taking it. 57-44 the score. BYU's lead has gone from 21 to 13, just like that, here on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
It starts with a... And soon it's... You go from sitting and... To sitting in your... On your way to... Then one day... And before you know it... It starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
For a fast, fun, and family-friendly dining experience, come to Malawi's Pizza. Our gourmet pizzas, pastas, salads, and desserts are prepared with only the healthiest and freshest ingredients, a difference you can taste. And remember, for every meal you buy, we donate a nutritious meal to a child in Malawi, Africa. Now that's pizza with a purpose. Come visit us in Provo, Lehigh, and Spanish Fork.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store, and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
With low-rate loans, free mobile banking, and free checking accounts, America First offers convenient and affordable tools that help you manage your money however you choose. America First Credit Union, where members come first. It's a 6-0 UAB run, part of a 14-6 spurt to start half number two. 9 of those 14 from Robert Brown, and BYU has seen a 21-point lead shrink to 13 in the first 3 minutes of half number two.
Yeah, getting out-hustled. You know that UAB got chewed out at halftime. They've come out out with a lot of energy. I've counted three times BYU's had the ball in their hands and UAB's knocked it away or hit it off BYU out of bounds. BYU's got to up that energy. Maybe that quick start from UAB will kind of shock them back to life here in the second half.
Davis into Collinsworth, we're away. BYU in front court, left to right as we see it and you hear it here in half number two. Austin hands off to Collinsworth. Collinsworth to the free throw line. Restarts on his man. Cut off in the alley. Shoots against pressure. Turns into a handoff to Austin. Austin goes straight away to Fisher. Fisher, top of the key, jumps it to Collinsworth. Drives, hangs. Doesn't hit, but he's fouled. He'll get two free throws. He was going for a dunk, but he was fouled on his way up. Now he's got to make it at the free throw line. The foul to Chris Coakley. First team foul against UAB in half number two, and Collinsworth shoots two. BYU's taken only three free throws on the night. Collinsworth misses.
Yeah, that's a little horseshoe there. Looks like it's in, spins out.
One for two on the trip. BYU by 14, 58-44. They need stops here. I mean, UAB is scoring every time down the floor here in the second half.
Got to know where Brown is. He's got three-point plays in this half.
Baxter to Brown. They close out to Brown. Kyle goes for the steal, doesn't get it. They bounce it to Mahinty. Back to Brown. Another three. Got it again.
It's just lazy. Kyle got lazy and didn't get on him.
Can you believe it? It's an 11-point game. Whole new ball game. 21-point lead down to 11. And it's all before the first media timeout of the second half. Collinsworth sends out to KD. KD to Austin. Fisher. Fisher drives the base right. Fisher in the paint. Jumps a pass to Collinsworth. Takes the three. Misses it. Put back by Kyle Davis. He comes down with it. Resets to Emery for three.
They
top of the key.
Nope.
And that's no good. And UAB with a rebound. Good gravy. 58-47. UAB's down 11. 15:40 to go. A push off by Robert Brown. Timeout on the floor. Turnover by the Blazers. BYU will get the basketball after this. It's a whole new ballgame here at the Marriott Center. That 21-point lead, half of it, almost half of it is gone. 10 points off the lead, erased before the first media timeout. BYU's got to find some gumption here in the final 15:41. It's 58-47, BYU by 11 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Brakes aren't complicated, but they sure are essential, like spacesuits for astronauts or mustard on hot dogs. So if your brakes act up, head over to AutoZone. We carry a full range of dependable brakes along with the parts you need to stop with control. With our help, you can always fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Use your tax refund to stop on a dime with the dependable, smooth stopping power of Duralast brakes, available only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
If you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're gonna have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top. Watch the top!
You need a van that's just right. The Mercedes-Benz Metris is the only available mid-size commercial van. With a 2,500 two-pound payload and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. For a limited time, get $1,500 in special launch savings on a 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for a purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com for full offer details. Offer ends March 31st, 2016.
Cleon Wall in the IMG Network Studios. In the NBA tonight, the Golden State Warriors leading the New York Knicks with 7:47 left to go in the second quarter, 44-25. Stephen Curry already has 16 points in that game. And if you haven't heard tonight, Wagner beat St. Bonaventure 79-75 in the first round of the NIT. So St. Bonaventure's out, BYU the highest seed in their region. Now back to Greg and Mark at the Marriott Center.
Cleon, thank you. Robert Brown, 2 points in the first half, 12 here in the second half.
Yeah, if I'm Rose, I spend 95% of that time out telling my guys, guard Brown. That's all you need to think about at this point. Do not let him have another look.
Well, UAB is going to press BYU, and this may work out to BYU's advantage if they handle it right.
Always
here.
Good.
Collinsworth, with Celius in the game, receives the inbounds from Zach, and Collinsworth into front court. The Blazers back off. 58-47, BYU by 11. Nick Emery rolls it down the lane, gets right to the rim, blocked at the rim, tipped out of bounds by BYU. It's UAB basketball. Nope, Darren White reverses, and gives it back to the Cougars.
Everybody in the gym knew it was BYU's except for that one official. They overturn it.
BYU's been outscored 17-7 after halftime, and they turn it over off the inbounds.
I would have had to gone through four UAB players to get to the intended recipient of that pass. Not a good decision by Kyle. He's kind of having a brain fog right now.
Coakley drives Davis low, lays it up and in and one. Can you believe it? Can you believe this? 58-49, chance to make it 58-50. Mark, forget that halftime lead of 21. It just doesn't matter right now. It's going to be an eight-point game here if Coakley makes the free throw.
Well, we know BYU is so explosive that can get right back up to 20, but you got to stop the bleeding first.
It's 20-7 in the second half. UAB had 30 points in the first half. They've got 20 in 5 minutes of the second half. BYU's leaking oil. 12-1 UAB run. Collinsworth to Celius. Big three. Got it.
Big shot, Zach.
That is huge. Biggest shot of the night. We'll call that a clutch shot brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back to the garage. BYU by 11, 61-50. They go right to Brown in the paint. They go out to three and missing it back rim. Williams, rebound Celius, gives to Collinsworth. Finds Davis in front court. Jump pass to Celius. Celius drives it, hands off to KD. KD missed the layup.
What a great pass.
And a reverse lay-in just missed by Kyle Davis. 61-50. Williams gives it low on the right block to Coakley. Out to Norton for three. No, into the elbow. Williams open three right corner. Knocks it down. 8-point game. 61-53. UAB right back in it. 14:15 to go. Collinsworth driving kick to Emery. Emery penetrates. Knocked out of his hands and out of bounds off the Blazers. But man alive, Kyle Davis gets a great pass from Celius and misses everything on a reverse lay-in at the other end of three. And BYU's going to have to gut this one out. Man, running away at halftime. A 21-point lead. Whole new ball game, but 61-53 here in the second half. Very unsure of themselves right now. The Cougars on the offensive end. Celius beneath the basket. And that's a lay-in by Collinsworth. Celius has made the three nicest plays we've seen here in the second half. It's a three. A beautiful pass. It's missed on the lay-in. And now the pass to Collinsworth. And BYU's up 10. Got to keep the double-digit lead. 63-53. Williams high to Sullivan. The Blazers back in it. Can the Cougars pull back out? Bounce pass to Williams. Williams, Norton, angle right at 25 feet. Gets past Collinsworth. Hands it low. A send out three. Brown shoots, scores. Another three. 10 threes by UAB. It's a 7-point game. 63-56. And Robert Brown's unconscious after halftime. 13:25 to go. Still so much time. Fisher drives it low. A send out to Celius, top of the key. Celius spins into the alley. Collinsworth on the angle right. He'll drive it to 10 feet. Out to Fish. Looking down the barrel. Drives past Norton. Floats it from 10 feet. Scores it. Layup good. Or rather, 6-foot floater good. 65-56. BYU by 9. Brown, who's red hot here in the second half. 17 with 15 coming after halftime. BYU by 9. 65-56. Brown to the left block. Floats it. Scores it. And one again. And one again. And Brown can go for 20.
Well, that time they took away the three. And Nick, pretty good defense. Tough call, but credit Brown. He hits another one, this time off the dribble drive.
Wow, this guy. 2 points in the first half, and now 18 after halftime. And there's still 13 minutes to go. 65-59. It's down to a 6-point lead. Man alive, Robert Brown. Fisher almost turns it over. It's tipped into backcourt, knocked away. Finds Kafusi at the top of the key. UAB 7 for its last 8.
Remarkable.
Emery
remarkable.
Driving the end line, a foul. A whistle
foul.
Finally against UAB. Team foul situation 6-2. 65-59. BYU is going to need every bit of that 21-point lead. Make it third team foul against UAB. But wow, and we talked about it, Mark. We talked about Ole Miss, and it's the Ole Miss game all over again. Same kind of team and same kind of performance so far in the second half. Can the Cougars change the ending? Emery, tough shot blocked. And then on the end line, stepping out is Collinsworth. He had a foot on the end line when the block shot ended up in his hands. 65-59, UAB's down six. 30-second timeout taken by BYU. Will stay right here with it. Look at this UAB team bouncing off the floor right now. Wow. 12:37 to play and just too much time left, because the way this thing's going, we've seen this movie before. And BYU's got to find a way to flip the script, because it's the Ole Miss game all over again. And they've got to find a way to stop the bleeding and get something secure, because we've seen it and it's happening. And they got to find a way to change it. 12:37 to go. BYU 65, UAB 59. BYU led this game 51-30 at halftime. There's time to, certainly lots of time to figure things out here. But, man alive, it's a hard thing to see right now how this game has flipped so quickly.
You'd think BYU took a nap during halftime. They're just sleepy. Both Fisher and Collinsworth. I mean, Collinsworth almost has a triple-double in the first half, and he has been, it's just been weird for him in the second half. Nothing going right for the Cougars.
Denzel Watson, the game for UAB. There's time for the Cougars to figure this out. They got to show guts. Find a way to pull this one out of the fire, and it'll be a fiery finish here in Provo. Watts, angle left, Brownie's open for three and missed it long. The rebound on the floor. Fisher comes away with it. They yank at it, and they're going to tie it up. It'll go to UAB. No, it'll be a foul. They foul Fisher. Coakley's called for it, or Sullivan? It's Sullivan. Lewis Sullivan picks up the foul. That's the fourth against UAB here in the second half. Team fouls, six for BYU, four for UAB. 12:18 to play. Who's going to make the biggest shots of the night in this one? BYU leading it by six. But 15 points of a 21-point lead are gone. Emery from back to front working on Dirk Williams. Collinsworth setting up in the left corner. Nick runs point up top. Right wing Celius. Celius back to Nick. Nick on the wing right to the mid-alley right. A step back. Tough shot. Takes it. Misses it from 18 feet. That's a step back. Long two. Collinsworth goes for the steal and backcourt misses it. UAB beats it to front court. Robert Brown right to the rim. Up and in. Four-point game. Robert Brown has taken this game over. Taken it over. UAB has more points in the second half than the entire first half. And Collinsworth drives. An and one at an important time. Kyle gets right to the rim. Team foul number five. Sullivan picks it up. Collinsworth answers the drive with a drive and a chance for an and one. Timeout on the floor. 11:38 to go. BYU by six. 67-61. Timeout on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Chuck-O-Rama is everything, and we've been going for 50 years.
We have been to Chuck-O-Rama from Boise to St. George and everyone in between.
I love the carrot salad. It's just like what my mom made. There's the carrots, the pineapple, the raisins.
I like the baked chicken and especially the squash. I go back two or three times for the squash.
Chuck-O-Rama has kept us coming back for 50 years.
The choice is yours at Chuck-O-Rama. Let's hear it for crossover dribbles and driving the lane. For pick and rolls, give and goes, and three-pointers from way downtown. Let's hear it for basketball and the sweet squeak of sneakers on the floor. From pickup games to big games to friendly games of horse in the driveway. From all of us at Shields, keep hustling and enjoy. Shields, we're right there with you and right there in Sandy at 114th and State Street.
Thank you.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats. And the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Attention gearheads, sign up for speed perks from Advance Auto Parts. The more you crank, the more you save. No cards, no points, no nonsense. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back to the garage. BYU hoping to keep a 21-point lead from slipping away to nothing. It's a six-point game, 67-61, BYU over UAB. As we come out of the break, Kyle Collinsworth will be at the free throw line to complete a three-point play. Team foul situation, 5 for the Blazers to 6 for BYU here in half number 2.
Yeah, they're getting the free throw line. 8 more made free throws for UAB, which is keeping them in, because BYU is still dominating the numbers, but the three-point line shooting and free throw shooting has really helped them out get back in this game. The free throw's good.
Collinsworth makes it a 7-point game. Now it's all about stops, because Robert Brown cannot be stopped. 20 of his 22 in the first half of the second half. Robert Brown guarded by Collinsworth on the angle right. Gets a screen from Mahinty, who rolls off it as the pass goes outside the arc. Left wing to Williams. Straight away Mahinty. Mahinty hands off to Watts, top of the key. Watts between the rings. Brown off the curl. They close out to Brown. Collinsworth right into him. Brown starts on Collinsworth. Ascend in the corner. Williams three. Got it. Well, UAB cannot miss from distance. 11 threes, 11 for 21. It's a four-point game, 68-64. Every shot they put up goes down. Collinsworth has the ball knocked away once and twice. Now a foul. It's Sullivan again, I believe. Team fouls now even, 6 apiece. Both teams will shoot the rest of the way. Sullivan with 3. BYU's lead down to 4, 68-64. 3 after 3 after 3. They're 6 for 8 here in the second half from distance.
It's like San Francisco out there with the same color uniforms a couple years ago. They just went off in the second half. They're doing it to BYU here. They finally stop Brown, and he kicks into the corner to Williams for an open 3.
Brown with 4 threes. Williams 3 threes. 2 for Norton. 11 for 21 from distance. BYU 8 for 22. That's your ball game right now. Emery in the left corner. Pulls it out to the left wing. Starts to the left elbow. Handed off to KD off a Blazer leg. Still finds Davis. Davis right to the rim. Blocked and fouled. Foul on Brown. Brown has his third. See if that's a storyline as KD now goes to the free throw line for 2. A 1-1. They called the foul on the floor. So Davis has to make 1 to get 2. And KD, a 61% free throw shooter. That's too bad. Thought he was going to get 2 shots on that.
He kind of pulled it back.
Makes the free throw. Makes it moot.
Clearly on the shot, but then he didn't shoot it. He kind of looked like he might have got blocked, so you think he had 2 anyway.
Just desperate for stops for the Cougars right now as KD makes them both. 6-point lead, 70-64, but UAB's second half efficiency is off the charts, and they're knocking down threes with aplomb. 10:40 to go still, forever left to play here in Provo. Sullivan looks back door, hands off Brown. Brown on a double near the arc, starts on Collinsworth. They reach in on Brown. Brown leads it right up at the rim and scores it again. They can't get the stop. 4-point lead, 70-66. Fisher, big three. Now it barely grabs the iron long. Rebound by UAB. They turn it over to Emery. Emery drives it to the rim. Euro step up and in. 72-66. Huge turnover by UAB. And Emery takes advantage. Fans on their feet. Got to get a stop. Brown straight away. Brown bumps into Davis. Loses the ball for a moment. Gets back to the timeline. 3 by Brown is no good. The rebound, Kyle Davis. KD into front court. KD picks it up. Jeez. Hands off on the wing to Celius for 3. That's good. What a shot by Zach Celius. It's a 9-point lead. 75-66. A Zach attack in Provo. Timeout, UAB.
Good shot, Zach. BYU got away with one. I thought Kyle Davis traveled right in front of us. They didn't call it. He kicks it to Celius for the 3.
30-second timeout. UAB 7-2. BYU spurt. Massive turn of events, and it begins with a UAB turnover. A careless send that Emery picked off, drove it up and in. And now there's 3 by Zach Celius. So the rookies taking over here in a quick sequence here in the second half. The freshmen, Emery and Celius. Of course, Nick will be a big part of next year's team. We won't see Zach for a couple of seasons, but they've helped us swing this thing with 9:47 to go. Will those be the difference-making plays in this game? 75-66, BYU leads UAB. The lead got down to 4 back to nine.
And they had the rebound down four, and that's when Nick stepped in and stole that pass, scored it. They get a stop on Brown finally, and another three. That, what a turnaround that was.
The guts of Zach Seljaas. That's a big, big shot in this game. No fear. Norton to the bump. Terminates. Deflected to Williams in the right corner. Drives the end line. Out to Norton for three. It's no good. Rebound Collinsworth. Lee touched it to Norton. Norton missed the three. BYU in transition. Chase Fisher right to the rim. Reverse lay-in missed, but he's fouled out front. It'll be one and one. So the foul came well before the drive at the rim. It'll be one and one on team foul number eight. The fouls have evened up in a hurry here and then some. Six consecutive fouls against UAB. These are big, big free throws for Fisher, who's 50 for his last 55 at the free throw line. BYU by nine, 75-66. No, it's strong and heavy. Rebound, Davis. It's a reset for BYU. Fisher for three off the reset. Wow, a rare miss for Chase Fisher. He can't believe he missed it. Collinsworth drives it into Williams. Gets right to the rim. Scoop and score. That's better than two free throws. That's a make by Kyle Collinsworth. And the Cougars up 11. Brown, cut off left elbow. Fouled. And he'll shoot free throws. One and one. A hand caught him in the face, an inadvertent kind of backhand, but there's nothing egregious there. I'm not sure they even want to go to the monitor on that. It was just contact. His body's got tangled up near the elbow. Brown gets one and one with his team down 11. 77-66. 7-0 BYU run that Brown tries to end with free throws. He's got one and one. He's 6-for-6 at the stripe tonight.
Oh, and by the way, one rebound away from a triple-double for Kyle Collinsworth.
7-for-7. As Brown makes it, he's got 24 points. 25, beg your pardon. And the Blazers, excellent at the stripe. They've made nine in a row at the free throw line. Nine-point game, 77-68. Brown with 26.
He's bad, bad Robert Brown, man. He's the baddest guy in this town right now.
1 point off a career high. Emery on the wing right. BYU by nine, 77-68. 8:50 to play. Emery into a three and it slips out of his hands. Blazers come away the other way. Norton on the wing left side. BYU needing a stop with 8:40 to go. Norton drives, hands up high to William Lee. William Lee to Robert Brown on the angle right. Brown around the high show by Seljaas. They go base right. Lee gets around Seljaas. Ascend in the corner, a touch pass to Williams. Three, missed it. Rebound tracked down by Collins.
That's it.
That's a triple-double. There's more work to be done. 16, 10, and 11. A turnover by Collinsworth. An ambitious pass into the paint, and the Blazers come the other way. Forget the triple-double. They got a game to win here. Oh. A bobble and a turnover by UAB. Collinsworth ahead to Emery. Emery's out in front. Hands out to Fish for three.
It.
Yes! Nick Emery to Chase Fisher. BYU by 12. 80-68. Oh, what a shot by Fisher. Emery took it to the rim. There was traffic. He sent it out to Fisher for three.
No timeout. They're going to play through it.
Collinsworth, 16 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists. Career triple-double, number 12. That's a secondary story. Norton, top of the key. Won't take a three. Right to Williams. Timeout coming on the under eight. Williams on the sideline. Gives corner right. Brown, turnaround jumper. Air ball. Emery comes away
got
with
Fisher.
It. Down for Fisher. Breakaway up and in. Laying good. And the Cougars up 14, 82-68.
They've got to call timeout now.
Williams.
No.
Front court for UAB. Norton the trailer. Angle right. Brown. 7:20 to go. 12-2 BYU run. The Cougars by 14. Coakley dives low. Cut off left elbow. Straight away Norton. Norton on the angle right. Three-point range. Drives base. Draws contact. Banks and scores. Oh, what a make by Norton.
Smallest
it's a 12-point game.
Court.
Nick Norton's got eight. Collinsworth jump pass Fish. Another triple. Missed it. Rebound. UAB, 6:59 to go. The under eight coming up on the whistle. Almost a turnover.
Yes, it is.
UAB falling out of bounds was Brown. Turns it over to Seljaas. Fisher, step back, triple. Got it. Left corner. Chase Fisher makes it a 15-point game. 85-70.
Coaching malpractice. UAB is just too tired. They're completely gassed. Can't play defense.
Timeout, UAB.
Shots.
Timeout taken by Coach Jared Haas. The Cougars have weathered the storm and then stormed back to lead by 15. Chase Fisher, 5 threes. BYU 11 for 27 from three. Timeout, we're taking it. 6:38 to play. BYU 85, UAB 70. On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs!
Cleon Wall in the IMG Network studios. Michigan is moving on in the NCAA tournament. They beat Tulsa tonight 67-62. And BYU, we know who they'll play if they win tonight. Virginia Tech beats Princeton 86-81 in Blacksburg. That game went to overtime. Zach Ledé had 29 points and 11 rebounds for the Hokies. Now back to Greg and Mark at the Marriott Center, guys.
Cleon, thank you. An energized Marriott Center. BYU basketball brought to you by Barbasol. BYU fans are number one. That's why they deserve a close, comfortable shave with Barbasol. Close shave Cougars. Close shave Barbasol. Close shave indeed. Down to a four-point lead for BYU. It's led by 21 at halftime. The Cougars have responded with a 15-4 run. They've made 6 of 7 from the field, including 3 threes, and the Cougars lead by 15, 85-70. 6:38 to play. Not yet out of the woods, Mark, but they can see the clearing.
Well, it's a team that is has a lethal quick strike capability, and they've done that to get the lead back up again.
Lewis Sullivan, left wing Norton. Norton traverses to the top, terminates on the bump. Angle right to Hakeem Baxter. Baxter jumps a pass to Sullivan straight away. Norton got a good look from three, and off the rim once and twice. Miss put tip is no good. A rebound by Fisher. Two looks on putbacks, and neither would drop Fisher the rebound. BYU front court, 15-point lead, 6:10 to play. If BYU wins, home to Virginia Tech in round two. Fish goes beneath the basket. KD bounces once, pump fake up, and knocked out of his hands. He came down. There was contact and no call. They call alternate possession arrow to UAB.
Well, a nice pump fake, and then it looked like he got fouled. They say the block came on top. Oh, geez.
Just terrible
just an
call.
Awful. The replay showed it.
Missed call by the officials. We'll see what it portends for BYU.
UAB didn't even touch the basketball. No way it's a jump.
BYU, by the way, plus 28 points in the paint tonight. UAB's three-point shooting has kept them in this one. Sullivan cut off on the left block, kind of bobbled it on his way up, and he wayward shot ends up in the hands of BYU. So an empty possession for UAB, and now the Cougars with 5.5 to go, lead by 15, and they're in front court. A little more deliberate, not taking the air out, but a little more deliberate right now. Celius goes wing left, Emery top side to Chase Fisher. Chase Fisher coming alive here in the second half, pacing BYU. Fisher, top of the key, three, contested. Oh, he got it again! Oh, Chase Fisher, you are something else! 6 threes, 6 of 14, BYU by 18, 88-70. He has been the difference maker late in this one.
I had a feeling about this game because he's been struggling. His shoulder's been hurting.
KD pressures Brown to the far sideline. They reverse the ball to Norton left wing. At the free throw line, Mahinty shoves Davis away. Take it away! Fisher on the steal. BYU front court, under 5 to go. The lead is 18. Emery drives it. Hangs. And hits! And hits and one! Spectacular Nick Emery! And that might do it. The lead's back up to 20. What a second half. BYU was up 21. They go down to up 4. And since then, a spurt that has the Cougars back up 20 again. 90-70. Nick Emery on 21 points. A chance for 22. Shoots and scores. Three-point play for Nick. And BYU, wow. They're back to the halftime lead of 21. 91-70. They took the Blazers' best punches. The Blazers, I think, have punched themselves out. And BYU's going to get this one done.
Almost the season in a nutshell for BYU. Great play marked by inexplicably poor play, but the great play has really outweighed the poor play in this one.
I'll tell you, they had a chance to repeat some unfortunate history, but they turned it around. They flipped the script, and they're leading by 21. Norton at the free throw line. Left wing to Baxter. Under 10 on the shot clock. Time wasting for UAB, but they drive it low. And on a pirouette in the post, Lewis Sullivan has his second field goal, 4 points, 19-point game. 91-72, and BYU in no hurry. 4:20 to go, leading it by 19. That 20-4 run ended a moment ago by Lewis Sullivan. It was slipping away, folks, and the Cougars grabbed it back. Heck of a performance here in the second half. Really admirable outing from BYU. Backdoor Collinsworth to Fish. Takes it all the way to the left corner. Gets the ball back from Celius. Fisher on the wing left side. Into a three. Again. Oh, man, alive. Chase Fisher, 7 of 15 from 3, 27 on the night, BYU by 22, 94-72, right to the rim, missing is Sullivan, rebound, loose ball foul, and free throws coming up for UAB after this. 3:47 to go, BYU by a game high, that feels good to say, a game high 22 at 94-72, the Cougars took it back from UAB. 21-point lead down to 4. Cougars restore the lead and then some. BYU by 22. We're timeout here at the Marriott Center. Do we have a timeout left at IMG? Is that a yes? We'll take that break. 3:47 to play. BYU 94 and UAB 72 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our 5 locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
For a fast, fun, and family-friendly dining experience, come to Malawi's Pizza. Our gourmet pizzas, pastas, salads, and desserts are prepared with only the healthiest and freshest ingredients, a difference you can taste. And remember, for every meal you buy, we donate a nutritious meal to a child in Malawi, Africa. Now that's pizza with a purpose. Come visit us in Provo, Lehigh, and Spanish Fork.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
UAB down 21, got it to 4 at 70-66. Since then, a 24-6 run in the next 6.5 minutes, and BYU leads at 94-72. The Cougars are 3:47 away from second-round action in the NAT. BYU Basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Authentic Central Texas right here in Utah County. Bam Bam's is barbecue the way you like it, low and slow. Bam Bam's located at 1708 South State Street. Norman, Mark, I think when you came in tonight, you were carrying a Bam Bam's Williams drink cup. Did you have some barbecue before the game?
I may have to do that again next game because that worked out really well.
Free throw by Lewis Sullivan as we come back in. Makes the front end. BYU basketball also brought to you by Deseret First Credit Union, serving the LDS community since 1955. BYU by 21. Sullivan's second of two. And that's good again. UAB has been tremendous at the free throw line. 15 of 17. It's a 20-point game. 94-74. And the Blazers go full court with 3:47 to go.
Well, the Blazers came out of that timeout very early. Like, they were in there for maybe 15 seconds and back on the floor.
Celius doubled in backcourt, clears to a solo Collinsworth, and he'll take it past timeline. Again, BYU a little more deliberate in their attack on the front end. Collinsworth with a right-hand bounce. His 12th career triple-double becomes a secondary storyline in this crazy second half. But he's got it at 16 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. Six last year, six this year. Fisher into another three. This one's no good, but he was bound to miss at some point, I guess. 27 points, including seven threes for Fish. He's over 100 threes for the second time in as many seasons. The only ever Cougar with two seasons with 100-plus threes. Into the left elbow. Jumper is good by Denzel Watts. It's an 18-point game, 94-76, his first two of the night.
Why does no lead feel safe? They certainly cut off the halftime lead very quickly.
Emery to front court. Emery will pull it out. Under three to go. 18-point lead. And again, the Cougars will late in the clock. Fans applaud what BYU's managed to get done here in the second half. I'm not sure what the final score is going to say, but people are not going to have the right impression of how this game went because of where this game was for about 10 minutes in the second half. Collinsworth drives it hard to the hole. Ascend through to Celius. Pulls, fires, and misses from three. As the shot clock expires, it goes over the back of the backboard, and it'll be UAB basketball. BYU basketball presented by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 25 years. BYU up 18, 94-76, 2:25 to go. UAB in front court has Coakley into the alley, out to Watts, faking the three, driving it into the key, and missing a lay-in. Rebound KD. Outlet to Emery, and again, the Cougars will walk it up. And UAB's about done in this one. I think they're kind of conceding it away, not fouling with 2 minutes to go. BYU will be home to Virginia Tech. On Friday night, 7:30. Friday night, 7:30 Mountain Time tip, 6:30 pregame. BYU and the Virginia Tech Hokies and Buzz Williams. Collinsworth drives, spin to the left block, scoop up and in off the window. Collinsworth with 18, BYU by 20, 96-76. The make by Collinsworth.
It's hard to get teams to come to the Marriott Center in regular season. I got Virginia Tech coming to your house. Come on out, fans. This is fun to watch.
Brown drives, hands off to Celius. Coakley, blocked by Zach Celius. Zach Celius with a rejection, 90 seconds to go, and BYU's got this one done, a 20-point lead, 96-76. Folks, this is no normal 2-7 game. It looked that way in the first half, a 21-point halftime lead, but man, UAB cut that thing down in a hurry. What a response from the Cougs to get this one back. 1:10 to play, 10 on the shot clock, BYU by 20. Collinsworth in the paint to KD. KD blocked by Coakley. Coakley comes down with it. Outlet to Watts. Watts front court. Cross court. Williams. Beg your pardon. Sullivan. Left corner Brown. He got it again. Career high.
He's awesome.
For Robert Brown. 29 points for Brown. 96-79. BYU in front court. 51 seconds to go. BYU home to Virginia Tech Friday. 7:30 Mountain Time tip. 6:30 radio pregame. The winner into the NIT quarterfinals. And that'll be a home game if BYU wins it. Chase Fisher, handoff to Collinsworth with a 10-second shot clock. 35-second game clock. The Cougars have this one won. As Collinsworth drives and is fouled, he'll get two free throws on team foul number 10. Five out and five in. The entire floor lineup is coming off for Dave Rose. Celius, Davis, Collinsworth, Emery, and Fisher coming out. Gwynn, Chapman, Eights, Hartsock, and Shaw going in. Five for five. It's a line change as BYU has the win at 97-79. 31.5 to go. What a performance. And you can look at every one of these guys and go, big shot, big shot, big shot, big shot. Collinsworth with shots and passes and rebounds, triple-double, and he's at the free throw line. He'll be checking out after he attempts with 31.5 to go and a 17-point lead. Free throw missed by KC, gets a second.
Fisher was just terrific, and he was able to match Robert Brown had done, and he was amazing. So those two guys were just on fire in the second half, but they kind of canceled each other out. And Collinsworth makes the second. He'll come out.
He comes out with 19 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists, triple-double at a big moment. BYU basketball brought to you by Smith's Market Fresh Groceries. Fresh food for your family and fuel for your vehicle. Low prices, market fresh at Smith's. 25 seconds to go in the game and shot clock about even late. 97-79. 20 seconds to play. Front court, Smallwood with a three. Having just checked in, no good. Rebound, Jacob Hartsock, and BYU can bounce it out. 12 seconds to go, and BYU is going to win it by a score of 97-79. On to the second round of the NAT with a win over UAB. The Cougars moving on. Post-game recap coming up next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.